With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spier. More state officials are voicing frustration over what they say are misinterpretations of education laws from Montana's leader of K-12 schools. MTPR's Austin Amestoy reports the Board of Public Education unanimously instructed the state superintendent to change course before a July deadline.
The latest criticism leveled against Superintendent Elsie Arnson echoes concerns from state lawmakers that her office is failing to implement new education policies. That includes the rollout of public charter schools. The Board of Public Education gave the green light for 18 of the schools to open later this year, but the Office of Public Instruction says its reading of the law requires the schools to also be approved by county commissioners before they can open. Board of Public Education Chair Tim Tharp said every attorney they've consulted said Arnson's office is wrong.
I find this to be a highly distasteful situation where one constitutional body is forced to request that another constitutional body carry out duties as prescribed.
Board members voted to direct Arnson to approve and fund the schools, but Arnson doubled down on her position in a statement released after the vote. She wrote in part, quote, "We need to roll up our sleeves and focus on lawfully opening these schools, not getting caught in an endless loop of rhetoric," end quote. Arnson proposed that the Board of Public Education pass an administrative rule to clarify the law, but the board's legal counsel said that wasn't necessary. It's unclear whether the charter schools will meet the law's July 1st deadline to open if the legal disagreement drags on. In Missoula, I'm Austin Amestoy.